During the Civil War, the train to Castle Island was out of commission, and all goods had to be transported by horse and cart from Tralee. Discipline was lax in the area. The route through Ballymacallaghert became notorious for unnecessary seizures, and the expression looters and robbers was very much in circulation. John Leary, my battalion commandant, and I went to investigate, and we found in a number of cases that it was only too true. Joel was a strict disciplinarian and short of shooting the individuals concerned, although he was not prepared to go to this extreme. He threatened to do so, and we had a mutiny on our hands and only pulled out in time, short of the shooting. Two of this Ballymacallaghert company, Denny O'Rahilly of Cunnikeen and Long Charlie Darley, were later captured under arms and sentenced to death by Drumhead court-martial. My father-in-law, D.J. Reedy, appealed to the Brigadier General Daly of the Free State Army and their head intelligence officer, Dave Nelligan, on their behalf, and was told that if their commanding officer, Jack Cronin, who was personally known to D.J., laid down his arms and surrendered, their execution would be commuted. He asked for an extension of the execution for 48 hours, and this was granted. Starting out from Castle Island in his little pony and trap, he located Cronin in the small hours of the following morning after a wild night of driving somewhere out in Arkerry. After much persuasion, Cronin agreed to surrender to save his comrades' lives. And they arrived just in time to stop the executions.